All right. Cheers again, everybody. It's good to be back, huh?
Yeah, it's good to be back. Cheers, man.
I have Ian across from me over here.
That's right. Back in the helpful snow fort.
Oh, yeah. Not the mort this time?
No, it's definitely alive.
We only have two mics heated up today, so I hope that's not a problem for anyone, because if it is, fuck yourself.
Right.
So how are you doing?
Doing all right. Just going to work, playing some video games at home like a winner.
I saw you posted something. A lot of people don't know Ian is involved in the teachery arts.
Right.
And I saw a thing. You're going to be teaching in another state soon, a state that just, I don't know if they passed a law or reaffirmed a law that it's okay to have a concealed handgun in class.
Well, they have a law that says you can have a concealed handgun in public. Uh-huh. And there was a debate about whether or not the university counted as public.
Right.
Like, do classrooms count? Does the outside count? Do libraries count?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the state universities, because they're still paid for by tax money. So
sure.
They're going back and forth on it. And
yeah.
It seems like that it will pass.
So, yeah, good.
Yeah.
So in case, have you been in a situation at any of your teaching where you're like, oh, thank God someone had a gun?
No.
Are you anti-gun, would you say?
I think in this case, I don't really care. Mm-hmm. Like, a concealed weapon is different. The thing in Arizona that's strange is that they want to have an open carry thing.
Okay.
So you can sort of walk around like Detective Bullock with your holster.
Yeah.
Just there. You know, just sort of flapping in the breeze. And I'm like, I think that's
Pistol whip a bitch or something.
Right. That's not really necessary. Uh-huh. You know, that seems a little much. But where I work now does allow concealed weapons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it totally does.
Wow.
It's made.
Could I have had I could have had a gun with me at school?
Because
I went to school in this state.
Well,
the great state of Colorado.
Not when you went to school, because concealed weapons weren't legal then. Like you couldn't get a permit. But
this is a new thing?
Yeah, if you have a concealed weapons permit, you can carry it around.
Why is it legal to have a gun hidden in my boot? Or, you know, a little tiny pistol hidden in my purse, but I can't have it out?
Well, that's being debated right now.
Yeah.
At the legislative level, they're trying to say with that exact argument of,
what's the point?
I could run around like waving it madly, and that's legal.
Right.
But if I have it hidden somehow, it's illegal.
Well, I think I'm taking the opposite thing of why can I hide a gun under a trench coat? Meanwhile, I can't just sit in class twirling it on my finger. What's the difference?
You know, I don't really know what the difference
is. If I could have it out on two holsters, you know, in a bandolier of bullets, and I just look like Machete in
Peter
class.
Villa?
Yeah. If I could do that, how far is it from me just saying, well, I forgot my holster today, so I'm just holding my gun on the desk, just pointed at you at the front of the class, staring you down?
I think there's a difference in, like, if you point the gun at somebody, that's a different thing.
Like, but if I'm sitting and it's on my thigh, it could still be pointing at you. You know, like those cowboy movies and they just shoot it through the holster?
Like you're going to have a derringer in your boot or in your garter?
Sure. Yeah, my garter. What if I wore my garter outside my pants and then just stuck a little pistol in there?
Well, I suppose that... I wonder if people would be more distracted by your derringer or your garter.
Or my fishnets, for that matter.
But
that would look real bad. Fishnets with hair going through the little holes.
Right. But the gun, like the more permissive culture around guns where I work now, may have contributed to one incident which happened involving a gun.
Mm.
And this is a little strange in that someone discovered in one of the stalls in the bathroom.
Okay.
That sort of behind the toilet, like where the flusher would be. It's one of those automatic flushers. It doesn't
have a
tank.
Like on The Godfather?
Really. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right behind, like someone had left a gun sort of tucked behind there, Godfather style.
Holy shit.
Like,
do you guys have an Italian restaurant on campus?
No, we don't. We have a place that serves pizza, and it's half price if you show up late enough. But
okay, sort of.
Sort of. But it seemed a little strange to be like, someone's like, man, I got to take a shit. Let me take my gun out for this one.
Yeah.
Like,
this is going to be a big one. I do. I have to wear a pager at work, and sometimes if I don't take it off, it'll fall on the floor when I stand up if I take a shit.
Right, and you don't want the same thing happen to your gun.
Well, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine you're taking a shit, and the guy next to you stands up, and a gun clatters to the floor?
Well, you don't want the gun to clatter to the floor either, because you're going to be putting that thing in your mouth later on, you know, contemplating, and you don't want
rubbing it on my head when I'm thinking, right. Scratching with it.
Opening your beer and doing all those things. It's sort of like if you put the gun in your mouth, then you're going to be like, man, this was in the bathroom floor. I might get an intestinal infection. So then you have to do it. You can't contemplate anymore. It's over.
I like to, right when I'm about to finish, when I'm masturbating, I put it right near the tip. So the bullet just grazes over the tip. Just a little right as I'm finishing.
Okay, so you're trying to shoot the cum as it comes out?
Yeah, or? Like if a rope comes out, it cuts it in half.
Okay, so you know what you really need is you need one of those Mythbusters-style slow-motion cams, you know?
And that would way be you amazing sort of and so the bullet, disgusting.
The bullet sort of traveling through and the semen jetting out and then the sort of the little ripple as it goes through the stream.
That would be sort of beautiful and awful. Do you think if I recorded that somehow that Mythbusters could play? Like if I... Let's say I covered my cock in a thing, like a sock that was form-fitting, but you couldn't see anything, and then I just cut a little place for the dick hole.
Okay.
So it was all black. It was a black sock and just the black part of the hole.
All right.
So you can't see any dick. And then the cum comes shooting out. What do you think? Is that...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how the censorship rules work on Mythbusters, because they've shown a fart, like in a bathtub.
Oh, okay.
But they couldn't say the word fart.
Oh, that's bullshit. You can say fart on TV.
It really is, but they had to use the technical term of flatus.
That's just them. I don't like that mustachioed guy.
They both kind of have mustaches, but yeah.
Well, you know it. The one with the mustache. Teddy Roosevelt on there.
I mean, they couldn't say fart because they bleeped out the word fart when someone said it.
That's crazy.
It's insane. I agree.
They can't say fart, and I can be like, cunt, shit, bitch, fuck, shit, fuck, fuck.
You know why you can say that?
Why?
Because you're an American.
So are they, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but the show originally started in Britain.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's sort of like, even though they're American guys, like, they put the show in Britain and then brought it over, so
you know,
it has a proper sensibility.
You know what must piss them off?
Everything?
Well, okay, we steal all their shows. That must piss them off.
Right.
But then when they're better.
Yeah.
When we have more success and they're actually a better show. Are you Office?
Okay.
Weigh in. British, American, or do you not give a shit?
I would have to go with The American Office.
Why?
It's a better show. I think it's a better show. I think it has a more well-rounded cast.
Yeah.
I think that it felt like the British Office was kind of a Ricky Gervais vehicle.
Yeah.
And then...
And everyone else is just side piece.
Right.
Side dish.
Right. And no other... Like, characters kind of developed, but not really.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I think Dwight in The American Office is way more developed, like way more interesting.
I'm with you. I prefer The American Office. If you took it pure minutes of entertainment through the entire series or laugh out loud jokes, I mean, The American Office is far and away. Plus, who did their fucking sound?
Yeah.
My God, you can't hear shit. And they're all, oh, won't I get no football?
Right, exactly like... Exactly like that.
Well, they all sound a little retarded, and then you can't really physically hear what they're saying anyway.
I think it's just that The American Office had production value.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, done by a private company, the British Office, government-run, BBC, take that.
That's fucking kind of fucked up that the government paid for The Office.
Yeah, if I were a British taxpayer, I would probably... You know, be throwing my tea at the television in disgust.
Yeah, yeah.
Poppycock, I say!
Oh, I've had enough of this, then.
I've had enough of this, too!
So I have it's kind of become a regular segment on the show, Peter's Tooth Update.
Okay.
I didn't come up with a jingle. I was thinking, Peter's Tooth Update, or something like that.
You know, I had the same tune in my head. Peter's Tooth Update! Yeah.
What is that? It's like Casey's Top 40, I guess.
I guess so.
Peter's Tooth Update.
Coming in.
That's right.
It's just a brief update. I went to the dentist, and the lady asked me if I grew up on a farm.
And because you left the door open?
No, that's okay. I thought it was something else insulting, but it's because of the... I have some... weird coloration on teeth where they have different colors in the same tooth, and she thought I had been drinking well water.
So
growing up,
I think the better question is, like, are you currently drinking well water?
I know. Well, and, for all I know.
And if so, you know, one of our parents may have some explaining to do.
I do live close to a lake. I mean, it could be. I haven't followed any pipes anywhere.
Right, you might be drinking well water right now.
I could be. Well, I'm drinking, well, Pabst Blue Ribbon, so I probably am.
Yeah,
if
probably.
If it's well water, I'm lucky.
You wish it were well water.
Yeah, some people consider a full bathtub a well.
That's true.
So that's a possibility.
Mm. So what did you respond when she asked, like, did you grow up on a farm?
Well, I said, I was like, oh, no, I grew up here in town because I didn't. I thought she was making chit-chat. Because she had been making chit-chat all the way up till then, which is awesome. I don't know what the fuck is going on with these dental people, because my choices are watch HGTV,
uh-huh.
which they have on a screen, or, you know, they just talk to me, but they have their entire hand in my mouth. What am I supposed to say? Uh-huh, and I thumbs up.
Yes, I did. No, I
yeah.
didn't.
And yeah.
You're supposed to tap your head like in Johnny Got His Gun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, would you like a hand job, sir?
Yes, please.
But you do it in Morse code with tap, which I guess you can't really see on the radio.
It's all fucked. That's right. What I'm saying. There's no...
And that wouldn't work either because you'd be jostling instruments down your throat, so...
Yeah.
That's not gonna... So Home and Garden Television, though.
They always show fucking HGTV. Let me see if I can pull up this thing here. I tried to get this clip, but I didn't get the sound, but hang on.
All right. I wonder why HGTV. I guess you don't want to show a comedy, because if someone laughs with a mouthful of instruments, that's bad.
Yeah.
If you show a horror movie, they might scream in horror and swallow all the instruments, also bad.
Yeah, I think HGTV is a safe choice, because I'm never going to laugh, cry, be surprised. It's always like, can you believe they use these two different materials on the same countertop? That's fucking tacky.
You know, I wonder why they just don't show... You know what I would like to see, if they're just going to show nothing?
Yeah.
Is maybe just like an ocean scene. You know, something just relaxing, where you're like, I'm just going to look at the ocean.
Right.
And if you're going to be thinking for a while, then I'm just going to stare at the ocean, this is boring. Oh, the ocean. So nice.
So you can see, I'll bring up this little image of kind of the sort of shit that's on. So this is like a video, this lady, she redid her bathroom. So it's just her standing in her
Jesus
bathroom.
Jesus Christ! She looks like the kid from Mask.
She's pretty hideous.
Like, I mean, her head looks flat. What the hell is wrong with her face?
I don't... Well, part of it's the video quality, but...
The helpful snow fort needs a better monitor, but man, now, Jesus.
This is her bathroom, like, redone. So this is her, like, look what I did. So you look at the fucking wall. It's got the shittiest wallpaper of all time.
Okay,
it's
yeah,
it's like a
it does.
Weird thing of old-time scales, but it's made out of roses somehow. And then she's got, I count, 1, 2, 3... 4 different light switches, 2 vertical up and down, 2 horizontal left to right.
Well, no, I think the one on the left, I think those are plugs.
These are plugs, but
yeah,
this is a...
That's a light
look,
switch.
Look, this is 1,
oh, Jesus.
2, 3, 4. There's one switch plate that has 3
uh-huh.
and one that has 1 with 2 plugs.
Right.
And it's like, this is a 5-foot wall. It's a tiny wall. And so then she goes on for 20 minutes...
Yeah, I also like that you stopped the video with her eyes closed and her mouth open, so she looks even worse.
She always looks bad. I didn't do it on purpose. It's
right.
Like, I could watch. I'll try and do it again. We'll see what we get.
Oh, now
just
banger.
As bad.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad still. But that's now you've got one eye closed, one eye open, and frowning.
She looks like her eyebrows are tattooed on, too, not like or drawn.
Yeah.
She's a skull with just drawing on her that gives her definition and features.
Skeletor's bathroom on Home and Garden Net Television.
I mean, this is what I'm fucking sitting there watching is just some lady saying, like, look at all the mistakes I've made in my bathroom.
Right.
Who? I don't fucking care about your shitty bathroom. I'm not ever going to shit in your house. What do I care about your bathroom?
You know,
I don't care.
A bathroom is one of those rooms that doesn't really need to be that well decorated.
And what the fuck is this thing? This is like there's like a ticket taker from a deli on the wall. Look at this thing when it pulls out here. And it's like a mint green. It's going to be right down in this corner.
Take a number.
Yeah, it's exactly like those little... Look at that. What the fuck is that?
Is that a hairdryer?
I don't know. Why would it be that color?
I don't know.
I mean, this goes on and on, too. Now she's explaining what she did with the tile, but she's sitting on the shitter showing you the mistake she made, you know?
And wait. She's leaning with her shoulder on the wall.
Yeah.
As if she's, like, trying to force shit out with all of her power. Right, so she needs to sort of, like, physically brace herself so she can lift her leg up, like...
Yeah, like she's getting leverage.
Yeah, this
sort
is...
Of,
this is something
force
she's got
shit out.
This is something she's got to fire out. This is battle stations type of poo. And she demonstrated how that would work. Tile that she could lay down on all night after a drunken binge.
Yeah, she has awful... I mean, everything about this room is bad, but it's a bad room for a shitty person.
Yeah.
So I don't feel that. I mean, who cares? Who's going to go to this lady's house and be like, oh, I thought you'd have something beautiful and modern. You know, like a standalone sink kind of thing with just the bowl.
There's just a hole in the floor. It's like a latrine.
Well, you just wash your hands in the shower. So, I mean, she's got the fucking toilet paper roll completely unrolled on the floor.
Now, here's the thing. Is this bathroom worse than my bathroom in Africa?
Well, yes, because let me describe Ian's bathroom in Africa, which is pretty fucking generous to call that a bathroom.
Right.
So it's in his place. And it's, well, I'll start by describing the toilet.
Okay.
Which is, and the thing is, the setup is such that when you, okay, so you go, and the toilet is two sort of textured rectangles that you stand on.
They're the foot pegs.
Yeah, and then sort of behind the foot pegs is a hole.
Right.
So the object is to take a shit and swish it into the hole, which I did, which was lucky. And then you pour a bucket of water, and the higher you pour it from into the hole, that's right, the flushing action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I took a shit, and it just would not go down. I don't know why. And so then it was just really dense or something. So I poured it in, then poured it from higher, and you have to pour it from so high, it's like splashing you. Okay, mm-hmm. So that was a medium problem, but not horrible. The real problem comes in when you say, you know, now that I've used this horrible bathroom, I might like to take a shower.
Right. The shower is the best part.
You shower by standing on the same foot pads you stand on when you're shitting and just sort of hose yourself off.
Right. And the shower wasn't constructed, like that bathroom was not meant to have a shower in it.
Well, yeah.
It was meant to just have the
just
toilet.
Just a shitter, yeah.
Yeah. And so in order to put the shower in, I'd have a guy come. He punched a hole in the wall to put the shower head pipes through and sort of jury-rigged the pipe, like he made a little connection so that way the pipes would go through. And so my bathroom had a big hole in the wall where all the pipes were.
Yeah.
And so that's where the bathroom had a big hole in the wall as you walked in.
What it looks exactly like is if you've ever worked in a place.
Uh-huh.
And there's usually a thing in the back where the janitor has the mop bucket and all, and there's a hose that just comes out of the wall and there's a faucet.
It's like that.
It looks exactly like that, but instead of a little basin with a grate over the drain, it's literally like showering while you have your feet on the donut of the toilet.
Yep.
It's like standing on a toilet and that's where you shower.
It's also worth mentioning with this Africa shower, with the design of this, because it doesn't have, like, I don't have a hot water heater in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That in order to get this, you have to burn a whole bunch of propane in another room.
Right.
And so when you burn the propane in another room, it creates carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Which will kill you. So you have to have this horrible poison cloud and isolate it in another room.
Right.
Open all the windows and then leave.
Yeah, so you have to shower and then immediately leave so as not to die from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I can see why they're enjoying their lives in the Middle East.
Exactly.
When they have to, they're like, well, I guess we can try and imitate your American luxuries by jamming a hole in the wall. Jesus fucking Christ.
Jamming a hole in the wall, creating some poison gas. Good times.
I was shocked, though. I thought it would be harder to shit because the hole is like a tennis ball, I'd say. I thought it would be really hard to aim a shit into the hole, but it wasn't that bad.
Well, I mean, I think that the hole, like, as much as it's a simple design, they've perfected it. You know, like, as best you can perfect a
sure, the circle,
hole
yeah.
system. Like, there's a sense in which I feel like that toilet works about as well as an average, not most American toilets, but in terms of, like, if you had to get your shit down, I'd say it works pretty well for how much simpler it is than an American toilet.
I disagree.
But if you have the American toilets with the little automatic thing,
yeah,
that's bad. That's even worse.
Well, here's the difference.
All right.
If I, in my apartment, take a shit and it doesn't go down in my toilet and I can't fix it,
uh-huh.
I don't then have to shower while straddling my log sitting in the toilet.
Oh,
that's
no,
a huge bonus.
No, shower design is awful. Toilet yeah. design, not
It's not.
Bad.
I mean, it's one step above shitting in just a hole.
Right.
It's just a way of shitting in a hole but still being in your home.
Right.
That's all it is. It's one step above bucket. Instead of shitting in the bucket, you shit in a hole and then use the bucket to force. Oh, Jesus.
But you know what the real disadvantage of that bathroom was?
Mm.
Unlike this bathroom we just saw on HGTV, you can't really lean against the wall to sort of fire a shit out. But you don't need to because you're sort of, when you're on those foot pegs,
yeah.
you're spread out. Like,
you know what you I know? Was worried about? Yeah. I was worried I was going to get a hemorrhoid there. Have you ever had a hemorrhoid?
No, I can't say that I have.
I've had one. It's fucking terrible.
I'm not going to ask how you got it, but
I'm not really sure how it happened. Here's what I just remember. I think what happened is it was something where I was shitting and I was probably reading like a comic or something.
Uh-huh.
So I spent too long on the shitter.
Right.
And then so part of your ass actually sort of comes out of your asshole.
So you had a small prolapse essentially.
Yeah, and then that's how it felt.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor.
All right.
I know that'll come as a surprise. I did not drink well water, and I'm not a doctor.
Two things we've learned about Peter today.
So then I think right after that, I went for like a jog, and I could feel it like when my legs were going.
Uh-huh.
It was like sawing on this little piece. It's like if you took a shit, but then the shit melded to your body and was your living flesh.
Okay, so I've become
a
shit
imagine.
Monster.
So you have like a dingleberry that's half in, half out of your asshole, and now it's part of you. And it's sensitive, so it starts to burn. And here's the really weird part. It really, really, really hurts to wipe and stuff like that.
Right.
But because you have this thing right there, it makes you feel like you have to take a shit all the time.
It's just irritating the right spot.
Yeah. So this was several years ago. So my first, and I didn't have internet.
Uh-huh.
So here was my first step. I looked in the Encyclopedia Britannica, looked up hemorrhoid, because I was pretty sure that's what it was.
Okay, so you went to the encyclopedia set.
Well, I guess the first thing was, hemorrhoid cream commercials, like itching, burning in your asshole. And I was like, that sounds about right.
But you had to make sure, so you went with the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, and it sort of described it, and then it had a couple, like, home remedies.
Uh-huh.
One thing was, like, witch hazel. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
And then the other one was you just basically get in a warm bath and spread your asshole.
So I assume you got some witch hazel instead, right?
I sat in the bath and spread my asshole. That all didn't right. do shit.
So basically, the home remedies recommended by the Encyclopedia Britannica did not work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I went to the store in search of...
hemorrhoid cream?
Well, guess which one.
Witch hazel. Oh, Preparation H.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
So there were two options. There were cream and there were suppositories.
Okay.
So I got both.
Wow. All right.
I started with the cream.
Okay.
Of course. Didn't do anything. Because all you do, you'd smear it around your asshole, and then it would just feel, like, greasy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't get on the hemorrhoid. It was, like, too hard to touch. I didn't have a full-length mirror to, like, bend over, spread my asshole. This is really a two-man operation.
So, basically, there was no way for you to apply this cream, and it didn't come with, like, an applicator, like a stick or
no,
like a long
yeah, no.
Q-tip or
you
something.
You just use your finger. It tells, I think it even says, put on finger, blah, blah, blah.
Is there anything, like, in big capital letters, do not use broomstick?
Oh, yeah. Do not use full bottle of uncorked wine.
Right. So I'm trying to think of how you could do this if you didn't feel like, because, you know, I feel like I could reach the inside of my own butt.
But well, here's the thing. It's
that
like
should start off the show, by the way. I can reach the inside of my own butt.
It's like trying to put a contact lens on your asshole. You have to hit it just right.
So you're going for precision.
Exactly, because it's small. God. It feels gigantic.
Right.
But you know how, like, you get an eyelash in your eye, it feels like someone took a box cutter and sliced your eye open.
Okay,
and then you're
yeah.
like, oh, it's small. Same uh-huh. thing. So I just was not effective. So I switched to the suppository.
So you would, like, since this didn't work because you didn't have a full-length mirror and you didn't have the surgical precision.
Yeah.
That you would need in order to do this backwards, by the way, if you were looking
that's
in the mirror.
The other, yeah.
So, like, this would have been an impossible task, so.
It seemed like something the Riddler would make you do.
Riddle me this, Peter Dirk.
Put it on your hole and you'll be one step closer to your goal.
Worst Batman comic yeah. ever.
He has Robin, so I think he could do it fine.
Alfred, too.
We learn about teamwork, chum.
I mean, I would go with Alfred on that one because, I mean, if you've patched a guy's sucking chest wound, like, you go, nah, hemorrhoids where I draw the line, Master Bruce.
I don't know, because Robin has green gloves, Alfred has white gloves.
Ooh.
And when that finger comes out brown, you'd have to be like, I'm sorry, Alfred.
I'll get you more gloves.
I never thought it would come to this. So here's the so the suppository is in a box, and you open it up, and it's in this little foil package.
Okay.
And you open it up, and it's like a greasy little bullet.
Okay, so it's the size of a bullet?
Or it's like a small bullet, like a .22.
Okay.
So, which for those of you who are, you know, women or just pansies or...
Our international listeners who don't have freedom like we do.
Can't bring your fucking guns to school and just point them at the teach.
Right.
So, I get this out. It's like a little bullet, and it's really greasy.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I was like, well, that's good. And I start, you know, poking it towards my asshole.
Right.
And I'm trying to get it, and I don't even really know. I'm not very good at, like, whether it be a sex situation or a...
Whatever, or a suppository.
Any body situation. I'm not good at, like, bullseyeing a hole.
All right.
If that makes sense.
You have some aim issues.
Yeah, I'm not great at that.
All right.
Or, you know, like, if I throw something in the air, it's hard for me to catch it in my mouth.
Well, it sounds like you have... I mean, I know you have bad hand-eye coordination.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of involving hand-to-ass coordination.
Yeah.
So you're totally hopeless here.
So I kind of, like, lean on the counter with one hand. So I can, like...
So you're leaning on the counter with one hand. Now, is this your left hand or your right hand?
Left hand leaning, right hand, because that's my better hand.
Okay, so the right hand's aiming.
I would have probably done the left hand, except for... I didn't really want to dirty my good hand, but I knew that I had no chance with the left.
Right.
So I'm leaning, it's a huge mirror in that bathroom.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm looking at myself, welcome to Oz, bitch. Slowly pushing, so then I can feel it start to give a little.
Okay.
So I start pushing it in. And it starts kind of going in, and I'm like, okay, good. This is working.
You're discovering new feelings that you've never had before.
Yep. So I push it a little bit, and then I stop. I stand up. Falls right out of my ass.
Oh, my God.
Into my pajama pants I was wearing. And it's just this greasy, covered in just a little sheen of shit.
Okay.
Or brown. Obviously, it's
right.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then I was like... When you put a suppository in and it falls out, do you just use the same one? And it had sort of melted because it's this waxy.
The coating had sort of started to dissolve in the warm, welcoming confines of your butthole.
So I tried it again, same problem.
Okay.
So then I open a fresh pack. And this one, I'd had them in my pocket because I was scared to leave the bathroom with them just sitting there.
Like, so you were scared that someone would bust into the bathroom
and be like, you're putting things in your ass?
Like, what are these mints doing here?
Yeah, I don't know what I thought would happen. My life has never been like a Three's Company episode. It would just be more like, oh, you're putting things in your butt. Great.
Oh, you have a hemorrhoid, I see.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I raised a son. That was a good decision. So I, go, and this time it's Eye of the Tiger time.
Okay.
You know, so I say to myself, hey,
you're going to do this.
I had some failures. We don't all win all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's a tough thing to do. You had some troubles in the first round, but you decided you were going to come back. This was going to be your day. This was it.
Yeah.
This was the time.
So I start looking in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
And I start pushing.
Pushing with your hand?
Yeah, with my finger.
Oh, your finger.
Because once you get it in the asshole, you can kind of use one finger to keep pushing.
Okay.
Nice and slow.
Right.
And then you get it about halfway in, and that's where I would stand up before, but I was like, I have to keep going.
All right, you have to. So you're still sort of hunched over to get this all the way in.
Yeah, because it sort of starts to feel almost like your ass is suctioning in.
Okay, so your ass is working with you now. You're a team.
That's what I thought, but no, that's why it fell out. Oh, so I was like, it's up to me. So I'm pushing and pushing, and it's not like it's hard pushing, but it's not. You're pushing something into your ass. It's not fun. So then I get it, and then I feel my fingertip come flush with my asshole.
Okay, so your finger is now inside of your asshole.
No, right on the border.
On the border.
And then I kind of just sat there, and then I sort of feel like it was like a space movie where the ship is leaving the dock of the other ship, and then it slowly separates, and then just continues on its own into space.
All right.
And then I had the suppository in.
And so basically at that point you won.
That's a fucking great song.
Yeah.
That little guitar, that bang, ticka bang.
It seems like fitting.
I really wish I'd actually been listening to that because maybe it would have helped me feel better.
I don't know. It might have, but then you might start just punching your own asshole with your finger. Like, get in there. Nothing is over.
Might have got a little aggressive.
Right.
So I got it in there. So after that, it was okay, except for then your ass sort of leaks a grease.
Okay, so
as it dissolves, but it cured my hemorrhoid.
You had some anal leakage, or was it from the suppository?
It was the suppository, because it gets in there, then it melts, and that's how the whatever fucking is in there.
Okay.
So it melts, and some of it leaks right back out. So it's kind of like your butt. It feels like you have a sweaty butt, but you sweat grease.
Okay, so you've got a sweaty grease butt.
Yeah, so I wore boxer shorts to bed and woke up, and there's like a line of a grease stain. It looked like I slept with a chicken patty wedged in my ass, and so the sort of see-through.
There's a fried chicken in your pants?
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Okay.
Pretty hot.
So, hypothetically, if someone had discovered, like, let's go back even further. And say that there was the time when our grandmother discovered a bunch of half-eaten Oreos.
Yeah, in my bed.
In your bed?
Yeah.
Because you would steal the Oreos at night and then fall asleep eating them?
Right.
What would happen if someone, if discovered, like our grandmother discovered this greasy boxer short thing? What would you have said?
I would have just said I jerked off into them.
The suppository story is way too embarrassing.
Yeah, there's no shame in beating off.
Right, somehow.
Grandma,
like,
I fucking spanked it hardcore.
Grandma, I spanked it hardcore and used the back of my boxers.
Yeah.
The only way I can get off just
sure,
sort of rule Paul
into
style.
A boxer, why not?
And put them back on, no less.
Well, I did one time in school, I shit you not. I'm in fucking math class.
Beating off?
No. Oh. I'm sitting there, though, and I feel this, like, scratch on my leg, and I'm kind of itching it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still scratching it. And then I kind of remembered getting dressed that morning and everything and realized I was wearing a pair of boxer shorts that I had jacked off into the night before.
Okay, that happens to all of us.
Good. Well, that's good.
But the difference is some of us, like, I can say when I've done this, I wind up, if I'm wiping with it, I try to wipe with the outside of the boxer shorts.
I don't think I care. Yeah. I'm in such a fugue.
I'm
so happy to be ejaculating. I don't even care what happens.
Like, the ode to joy is blaring in your head. Thanks.
And I'm just wiping it on boxer shorts and the outside of shoes, and I, you know, quickly unwrap a suit and do it in the pocket, on the pocket square.
It goes from ode to joy to, oh fuck, I just killed somebody very quickly.
Yeah. Duh.
Because there's a sense in which it's almost worse being discovered with your hand covered in jizz than it would be beating off, like, in the process.
I wish jizz would just steam away or something.
Or we could ejaculate in cloud form.
Or you would beat off, and then it would sit there for about 10 seconds, flash a few times, and disappear. Yeah, like in Double Dragon, you'd fucking beat up a guy and then...
Oh, okay, where it's like the item disappears if you don't pick it up fast enough.
Exactly. So if the jizz doesn't go into wherever it's going fast enough, into an orifice or something.
Right.
Or into a jar if you save a jizz jar.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
If it doesn't get there fast enough, it starts blinking and then it disappears.
Well, a lot of games had that so that way you wouldn't have, like, the game wouldn't have to remember to keep all the stuff on the screen.
Sure.
And so I think what you have to do is just jizz enough that the Earth can't remember to keep all this jizz around, and so some of it will go away, like the oldest jizz puddle will go away.
Or maybe what I need to do is just get brain damage and then I just forget. So it's like Memento. For all, if that guy jerked off and then just wiped his dick on the carpet,
right?
2 minutes later, he'd have no idea.
Or you should just, well, you could just jerk off into places you're not likely to frequent again. Like that kid in The Squid and the Whale.
Oh, like he goes to the library?
Right, he's just sort of
so where would I go? Where am I not going?
Churches.
Yeah, I need church.
Just go.
It seems like trouble.
Tour around various churches, be rubbing up on the cross, rubbing on the Book of Mormon, rubbing against the pew, and then you just sort of like wipe it on that, you know, wipe in that little pocket in the back of the pews, and then just go about your merry way.
Maybe this would be a good opportunity for me to tour America's ballparks.
Hey, there you, why do you think people tour America's baseball parks? Like, gotta find a new place to jerk off in other states.
I like hot dogs.
There you go.
I want to beat off.
There you go.
That's all I need.
And you know what else? They have beer there, too.
That's true.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
Loosen me up a little.
Right.
Because I'm pretty buttoned down. Well, for comedy purposes, because I'm not going to admit to a crime, but I did jerk off in public one time on a boat.
Oh, on a boat?
Yeah, it was not a boat, a ferry.
Okay.
Ironically. I jerked off on a ferry one time.
But you were at sea, right? You were on the water.
Yeah, we were in Washington, and it was near Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a young man.
Right.
And we were on vacation backpacking, and I was backpacking with my girlfriend.
Okay.
At the time. And so we didn't really have sex at that point.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there were five other people or something, and the few times we were alone, she would, like, make out with me hardcore and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as everyone came back, it'd be like, and you go to the other side of the room.
As if, like, they didn't figure out that, like, if we leave them alone, they're going to make out.
Well, the problem was then I do not advocate the theory of, hey, man, I have fucking blue balls, so you have to fuck me or suck me off or something.
Right.
But it's a true thing. If you get a boner too often and no release, your balls hurt bad.
It's the kind of thing that you don't have to have her participate or him. We don't judge.
Right.
But if you stimulate a guy for a long time, you got to let him release the pressure. Like, just let him
be. Don't have to be involved.
Right.
But it feels like your balls are being squeezed.
Right. So just let him go to the next room, take care of business.
So that's what I did because I was like, I'm not going to get a chance to beat off. We're going to be sleeping in a tent. This is going to be horrible. So I seized my opportunity. I was like, you drive onto the ferry, and then the ferry takes you across. And I was like, how long is the ferry ride? And they're like, well, it's like 15 minutes, so we better just all stay on here. And I was like, I'm going to just run to the shitter.
Because
we were on an RV. You can't take a shit on an RV.
No, you can't.
I went to clean out the shitter of the RV when you get back, and the way you do it is you take a hose through the window, stick it in the toilet, and then that kind of flushes everything out.
Ah, Africa style.
Yeah. But the guy who was outside turned on the hose just at the wrong time, so it was just barely getting in the toilet bowl, and the water hit all splashed right in my face.
Ah, Africa style.
So anyway, so I ran up the ferry boat, found a bathroom, got in the stall, beat off in 2 seconds, and then ran back.
Okay, so the ferry was preferable to waiting until you were out, like, camping and going to beat off in the woods somewhere.
Yes.
So you would
beat off in the woods?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be
see, we were beach camping.
Oh.
So there was, like, nowhere to hide, nowhere to run.
Okay.
I did think about the first night we were there beating off just in the ocean, but it was too cold.
Yeah, that would seem like it's cold.
Nature was really against me because, you know, I kept getting these boners, but nothing could happen. Then I'm like, I think I come up with a brilliant plan. I'm like, I'll just beat off in the ocean. But then it was too cold to maintain a boner long enough.
Right.
So I was like, well, that's not going to work.
You know, having gone into the ocean with a boner before,
yeah,
I think like the only way you can do it is you have to have a boner going in. You know, you have to be primed.
And see, if I was doing that, I don't need to be.
Yeah.
What were you doing that you had a boner and then got in the ocean?
It's best not to talk about it.
Okay.
No,
I just tell a story about jerking off into underwear I wore.
Well, it's more like it didn't happen on purpose, but I was really wasted at the time.
Oh, okay.
It was like a New Year's thing. It's not like I tried to get a boner in the ocean. It's just sort of that's how it happened.
But you got a boner out of the ocean and ran into the ocean.
Right. That I don't think I could. Even, and I can tell you that I was drunk and swimming naked in the ocean.
Okay.
It's New Year's. Where were you? I was in Morocco at the time.
Oh,
I was
okay.
in Africa. But it's sort of like you get drunk, you get, you're like, you know what would be a good idea? Swim in the ocean naked at nighttime.
That's fair.
And
I'm with you.
Right, so that's how the logic gets there. But you can run into the ocean with a boner, but you have to have it when you run in.
Yeah.
You cannot get one there.
I think I get piss scared too because I'm thinking I'm not a real ocean guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not totally freaked the fuck out, but I'm like, what if I fucking beat off and then the cum like attracts an octopus or something?
An octopus is like, oh, I like
think
this.
Those freak me the fuck out. They're smart.
Right.
They have more arms than I can deal with. They seem strong.
They have a beak, too, which is really freaky.
That's
like
fucked
they can
up.
Break something.
They have all the shit that they really don't need other than to scare me.
It has a weird eating process where it takes in a clam or a mussel or something.
Yeah.
You see the clam and it's intact, then it sort of disappears inside the head part, and then it spits out like in half.
Yeah, and then
it's
it shows
just
an
gone.
X-ray, and it's like a fucking satanic spell inside the octopus head, and that's how it eats.
Right.
It's like a fucking swastika inside of a pentagram forms, and then an empty clam just comes out.
All of a sudden, it's like a horrible, it's like a horrible RPG inside that octopus.
Yeah.
Where there's going to be all kinds of crazy swords, pentagrams,
right.
like a little devil goat head inside,
yeah.
and then just two dead clams.
An octopus watches Lord of the Rings and just thinks this is a movie about digestion in the human body. And it
right.
does understand Lord of the Rings, by the way.
Totally does.
I fucking hate, you'll see a science thing and it'll show like, yeah, this octopus figured out how to fucking unlock a lock and get inside a jar. And that has a smaller lock that he picks with his arm. And then that opens and there's, you know, a sandwich in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? It's only a matter of time till a fucking idiot scientist is like, oh yeah, we taught this octopus how to load a pistol and shoot it right into a man's heart. Whenever it does anything that displeases it.
And we've also built this accompanying suit that allows the octopus to travel on
land.
Yeah,
exactly. Undetected by radar and in stealth.
And the suit also has a small air jet, which allows it to jump 7 feet in the air.
Yeah,
so.
It enhances his strength 4,000 times. And you're like, enough with the octopus. You're
Thank
making,
you, science.
Yeah, you're making a killing machine.
Right.
At what point does...
To be fair... The nature already made the killing machine. We just let it on land.
Well, I'm safe from it here. I mean,
yeah.
An octopus ain't going to get me.
There's a limitation there.
Yeah, I
maybe
could take
those,
it down.
Maybe those intelligent design people are right. God made a horrible killing machine, but made it so it couldn't leave the water.
Yeah. I mean, I always figure like, you know, there. Of course there are other, you know, like a bear is a killing machine, right?
Right.
But I always figure if a bear attacks me, I'm like, well, I'll try and take one of his eyes before I go down.
Right.
At least he'll be regretful.
Uh-huh.
On that level of, lost a fucking eye there. That's kind of too bad.
But an octopus, you just like,
what
well.
What do you do, take an arm? He's got fucking 7 more. He's got more than he could ever need.
And you know what's even more excessive? He has an ink spray thing so he can get away from people.
When, what is he escaping from?
Yeah.
What is like, oh my God, well... I
he's got,
tangle with
he's
that.
Got an ink spray, camouflage, 8 arms, super intelligent, evil beak, Satan's digestive system.
Yeah, it's like if they took Superman and they're like, oh, well, let's give him some guns.
Right.
Just in case.
And you know what else? There was that Paul the Octopus. Have you heard of him?
Well, in my nightmares,
well,
but not in real.
Not only was he in a super intelligent octopus in the normal octopus way, he could pick World Cup winners.
Jesus. See, this is what I'm fucking talking about.
So he could gamble and get enough money to develop this octopus
suit. We should
suit.
Not be giving them information about our world. We should be giving them false information about, you know, oh, the best way to take over the world is lay in the middle of a road.
The best thing you can do if you want to rule the world is to jump out, cover yourself in salt and lay out in the sun.
Or like they don't probably know about, you know, if you jump from a really high building, that's a fun thing to do. It's okay. You won't die.
Fire tastes like chocolate.
Yeah, shit like that.
However, I'm kind of thinking that the octopi would jump from a very high building, spread their arms out, learn that they can glide, and then we're doubly fucked.
Yeah. So I got a letter speaking of disinformation.
All right.
I ripped it pretty badly.
I can see that.
It's not only is it ripped, a chunk is ripped out. Because the way I open a letter is kind of just...
Throw it to your octopus.
I just rip a third off of it and see what's inside. So I entered this contest, a writing contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this letter back. I'll just read this to you. So it says, you know, recent contest winners on the reverse side and scam warning.
Okay, so.
Here we go. I hate to have to tell you that scammers have found another way to try to rip people off, this time targeting writers in a very specific way. A writer who is listed on the press's website as a finalist contacted me recently to tell me about receiving a call from a sweepstakes operation claiming to be this store. The scammer cited the title of the writer's manuscript, but could not pronounce it.
All right.
The writer supposedly had won $350,000 and only had to agree to have a representative of the sweepstakes and two, quote, U.S. Marshals make a home visit that afternoon.
Jesus Christ.
Now, let me ask you something.
Okay.
I call you.
All right.
I say, congratulations, you won this contest, which you did enter.
All right.
And then I say, you know, and the contest is, let's say, oh my God, funniest comment on a blog at helpfulsnowman.com.
All right, so I've won this pretty handily already.
So in order to collect your prize, which is $350,000 somehow.
All right, so this blog, I'm supposed to believe this blog has gathered $350,000.
Sure.
Okay.
Not only that, has enough money that that's the portion they're giving away.
Okay, so.
So millions.
All right.
So then, I mean, this $350,000, it's more than you win, you know, when you enter to win a fucking Harley at the airport that you're never going to win.
Right.
That's like $50,000.
If you enter to win whatever car they put in the middle of the mall,
yeah,
that's like $20,000.
It would be like if I said, okay, you entered this thing to win a car at the mall.
Uh-huh.
And we have your name here.
All right.
You actually won 14 cars.
Okay, so I won like 14 cars, or maybe instead I won like 3 Aston Martins.
So we're going to come to your house and give you a voucher for all these cars.
All right.
All you have to do is tell us your exact home address, and I will be there with 2 U.S. Marshals.
So the U.S. Marshals are just going to show up. And why are they there exactly? Like, what are they protecting?
I'll read on and we'll see.
Okay.
Because I have a theory.
All right.
Okay, the writer did not agree to the visit, but did call me with the names and phone number of the scammers. As the writer said to me, I know that the entire U.S. small publishing business doesn't have $350,000. That's probably and sadly true. I called the con artists and confronted them with the fraud and the misuse of my business name. They gleefully acknowledged what they were doing. We spent a long time on the phone. They certainly had no shame, just brazen criminals who claim that they did indeed employ U.S. Marshals, who they also claimed are easy to rent. We pay them by cash or check. So now I'm also an angry citizen. I called the U.S. Marshals Service, figuring that they'd go... Sorry, this is hard to read because it's
right.
Ripped.
Uh-huh.
Some asshole. Go kick down some doors. Not so. They don't act unless directed to do so by other federal agencies. I called the FBI, since this is interstate fraud. I got passed from city to city, with the agent in Chicago getting all snotty and hanging up on me. She didn't want to hear about no stinking crime. Finally, I got to a local FBI office where the agent did take a report, though he didn't hold out a lot of hope of successful prosecution. The best defense against these crooks is vigilance. If someone calls you and says you've won a writing contest, I hope it's true. If they tell you you're going to get a big pile of money, tell them where they can put it. Take care, Frank.
So, I like the idea that the U.S. Marshals, yeah. Tommy Lee Jones, and Joe Pantoliano are for sale.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, like fucking Wesley Snipes. And then I was like, no, they were looking for him, right?
Right. So, basically, the reason why it was so easy for Wesley Snipes to evade them for so long is that most of the Marshals Service was being rented out by scammers.
Right. They were
trying
busy
to rip
shaking
off,
down, you know, poets.
Yeah, they were ripping off a lot of small publishers, people who submitted a short story or poem.
Now, here's my question. my theory.
Right.
Okay. I don't think there are two U.S. Marshals.
Okay.
My theory is that's their way of saying, hey, I'm going to come to your house and there's going to be two guys with me, maybe with guns.
Uh-huh.
Don't be alarmed. Now, here's my question. What do you think they're looking to get?
I don't really know. I mean,
tie you up to a chair and burn your face or something?
Yeah, I mean, like they're going to try and get into your house, but this seems like a lot of effort to just do that. Like,
that's
why not?
What I'm saying. Why not just kick down a door?
Right, or just knock on random people's doors with a big sort of publisher sweepstakes check.
Well, why even do that? Just fucking sit outside an apartment and wait till someone goes to work.
Oh, I see. You're trying to do this sort of clandestinely.
Well, why would you want to do it this way? It seems like the most insane way to get access to a house where you don't even know what's inside.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think the publisher's clearinghouse way is less work than this is.
Yeah, and that's insane.
And it's still insane.
But everyone's going to know you're not fucking Ed McMahon.
Right.
Although
so,
that would be a great, if you looked like Ed McMahon.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Just that's how you rob people's houses.
Hi, I'm Ed McMahon with a big check. And then there's like three guys behind the big check.
Yeah.
And they just jump out.
Yeah, and they have like a huge gun behind the check.
Right. They just jump out and steal all your stuff, hold you hostage with a giant gun hidden behind this check, which
right.
seems unnecessary, but
That would be a pretty good scheme, actually.
Yeah, that could work.
That would make a great movie.
Yeah.
I got a check, and then
all of a sudden
the shit hits the fucking fan.
Right. So how would that movie end, though? Like, how would somebody be trying to catch Ed McMahon?
Well, I think they go into a house and then, yeah, there'd have to be a side story of someone trying to track down, quote unquote, Ed McMahon.
Okay, so there'd have to be like someone trying to track him down. It'd have to be someone age appropriate
McMahon. It's Tommy Lee Jones. He's a U.S. Marshal again.
Oh.
But the other U.S. Marshals are like, fuck it, I'm busy. Someone's renting me out to go, you know, drive a limo or whatever the fuck they're doing all day.
Right.
So he's like working against the corruption of the department
mm-hmm.
to go get fucking McMahon.
Okay.
That's what it's called, getting McMahon.
Getting McMahon. Maybe you could have an angle there where McMahon hires this guy out.
Yeah.
And the guy they hire is just, you know, he doesn't really want to go along with the corruption, but he's got to do this. And he goes along with the corrupt scheme. And as, you know, the robbery is successful.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon just shoots the victim in the face.
Okay.
And then shoots the marshal in the face, too, and sort of sets up the victim as if he shot the marshal. The Tommy Lee Jones knows this is bullshit.
That works.
Yeah.
That's better than mine.
It gives a motivation.
So,
Hollywood, that's mine.
Speaking of scams.
Okay.
I have a scam that I've been upset about.
All right.
And the scam in general is children.
Children are a scam.
I do not care for them.
They are taking all of my Blow Pops, Pez, and child's Happy Meals.
Well, they affect my life in many ways.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I have a problem, like I don't like to call my website a blog.
Okay.
And I think part of the reason behind it is because, are you familiar with mommy blogs?
Ugh.
Tell our listeners what a mommy blog is, just in case they're not sure.
If I understand correctly, the mommy blog is someone has a child.
Yeah.
And decides that the fact that they've squirted out this child is such an amazing occurrence.
Right.
That no one has ever done before.
Right.
That it's worth recording for posterity.
Yeah.
Now, normally this would have taken a lot of time, basic literacy, quill pens and parchment and all that such.
Yeah.
But now, with the invention of the WordPress blog, it takes no effort to put your inane thoughts on the internet. And very few thoughts are more inane
right.
than mommy blogs.
Right. Like, so this is titled Sesame Street Live Review.
Okay, so
so this is a review of Sesame Street Live, which I don't think is a show that really lives or dies based on its reviews.
Yeah, could I give up my review of what I think I would say?
Sure.
Lots of puppets, weird songs, no beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's all you need to know.
I would probably say something like, well, they were puppets. They were in what appeared to be a much nicer neighborhood.
Yes.
And there were more songs than I care for.
Exactly. More songs than are in the show, really.
Some weird Mexican shrimp.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'll just read a short part of this just so you can get an idea. Let's see. This morning I woke up feeling absolutely miserable. Stuffy nose, sore throat, achy, no energy. But I am a mama, and today I was a mama that was taking my two little girls to see Sesame Street Live, Elmo's Green Thumb at the Civic Center.
Okay, wait, wait, wait. Could you read that list of symptoms again?
Stuffy nose, coughing, fever, achy, fever, nighttime, sleep so you can rest medicine.
Okay, so basically you're a NyQuil ad.
Yeah.
But it sounded like those symptoms were not exactly abnormal. Like
stuffy nose, sore throat, achy, no energy. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like...
How about that?
I mean, that sounds like you slept a little wrong and you have a normal bit of snot. It sounds like you just woke up.
I have a cold remedy, actually.
Okay.
This is sort of a home remedy.
All right.
So one time I had a really bad cold, but I was driving 8 hours to go see a lady friend. So I was like, I have to go, but I felt like shit.
8 hours away.
So here's what I did.
Okay.
I took an entire tube of Emergency dissolved into one cup of water. I don't know if that did much. I think it gives you some energy, though. And then I took a full dose of Robitussin, a full dose of DayQuil.
Oh, God.
Shot that shit up your nose, you know, that like Afrin or whatever.
Yeah, the nasal spray.
Yeah, to decongest. And a dose of like a leave or something like that.
All right, so you made this 8-hour drive in like 4 hours at that point?
I remember cresting a hill and there's kind of mountains on both sides and thinking, this is the first memory I have of this drive. I don't fucking remember any of it. Any of it.
If you'd gotten pulled over at that point, they'd be like, where did you come from? I don't know.
I know. I was like, well, hopefully I didn't like run over a child on the way here.
You're checking the front for blood or, you know, organs in the grill.
It's like, have you ever been driving late at night and the lights are flashing yellow or red?
Right.
And you go through one and you're just exhausted. And then you kind of look back and you're thinking, did I stop? I don't remember if I stopped.
Yeah.
It was like that for 4 straight hours on the interstate.
Oh, my God.
So, okay. So, to see Sesame Street Live, : Elmo's Green Thumb. How thankful was I that Dustin was on afternoon so he could attend the show with us, and my mom was also coming. I honestly could not have made it through this morning without them. But on to the show. By the way, it's could not have made it through, not could not of, you dumb broad. So, here's a picture of Dustin. How thrilled does he look? That's her husband, I guess.
You know, that's one of the best parts about mommy blogs is that the dad always looks miserable or drunk. Or even better, has the pasted-on smile, which is not really of happiness.
Yeah.
But someone said, try to smile in the sort of the corners of his mouth are not moving up, but his mouth is sort of expanding.
Yeah.
So it looks, you can see the misery.
Yeah.
Abject misery.
He just looks like he's fucking hating his life.
Right.
By the way, this dumb idiot cunt recommends going to Sesame Street Live.
Oh, she didn't go like, man, the show was terrible. The acting wasn't there. The dialogue was illogical. I didn't follow the plot. My disbelief was not suspended.
Yeah. All right, you ready for a good one?
Okay.
This is called Hunger and Thirst from a different blog.
Oh, so I assume this is going to be a deep meditation on human needs.
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
My oldest daughter rarely is thirsty. This starkly contrasts with our middle child who, camel-like, can drink impressively large quantities and then ask for a refill, but not our oldest. She'll come home from school, ask for a snack, and barely touch the cup of water or juice that I pour. Who the fuck cares? You have 3 kids, they take different amount of liquids in. Fuck you. Fuck off, you dumb bitch. What the fuck?
She didn't
How is this something? Who is reading this? And why?
I don't even know. I mean, this is the kind of thing that if you were telling someone over the phone, they would be like, all right, just read that part again. All right, now if we're on the phone.
My oldest daughter rarely is thirsty.
Yeah.
This starkly contrasts with our middle child who, camel-like.
Yeah. Right,
pause for a laugh there.
Okay, camel-like.
can drink impressively large quantities and then ask for a refill.
Right.
But not our oldest.
Not the oldest? No. Okay.
She'll come home from school, ask for a snack. Okay.
Right.
Barely touch the cup of water or juice.
Or
sometimes
juice.
We have juice here. I am a crazy mom like that.
Oh, yeah, you have
get
that.
A little juicy juice.
Yeah, variety of spice life, yeah.
That I poured for her, unless rotted.
Okay.
So if I make her drink the juice. Right. I know the half pint of milk during lunch or the morning trip, you know?
Right. Which
the trip to the water fountain really can't be enough to hydrate her,
No, can't.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
It's the kind of thing I had a hard time staying focused enough to go, uh-huh, yeah.
It's insane.
Like, I could not stay focused enough to even give the basic responses. I was zoning out, even trying to make this seem like a normal person. I was like, I couldn't even pay attention. Like, I could not pay attention, even though I was trying to pay attention for the purposes of a comedy bit. I couldn't do it.
So here we go. So
I've been defeated.
We go down a little bit more. Okay. I recognize my need, or I suspect that this is true beyond the physical realm. We feed ourselves when we should hydrate ourselves. I suspect this is true beyond the physical realm. Okay. I recognize my need to be, Ian just took off his headphones. I recognize my need to be spiritually restored and refreshed on a regular basis, but I often don't feel thirsty. I sense a gap, a hole, an unsettled check in my spirit. But instead of coming to God and drinking, I feed that gap with other means, staying up late into the night in an attempt to grasp the elusive sensation of being caught up with work, crashing on the couch in front of the TV for mindless downtime on nights when I simply cannot work anymore. So here's what I've learned. So there's a woman on the planet who has three daughters who drink varying amounts of liquids, and sometimes she feels like she doesn't get everything done.
All right. Let's start off with the physical part, where she said this is not a physical problem. Hunger and thirst are physical problems. That is your body saying you need water or food. Now, I don't know what the fuck kind of person is like, man, I'm really thirsty. You know what I'd like? A whole big bucket of, say, popcorn or Cheez-Its or something else. When you're thirsty, you drink something. Jesus Christ. And speaking of Jesus Christ, she somehow can fulfill her spiritual thirst, but this physical thing, this drinking and eating, has escaped her. Is she some kind of Jesus freak Martian? What the fuck?
She's an idiot. I have one more.
Okay.
This one's really good.
All right.
We Made It Home, it's titled.
So let me guess. This is a harrowing journey crossing several continents, being thwarted several times by Soviet agents.
Well,
they made it.
After a fabulous vacation with Chris's parents. By the way, these fucking morons will just put in name Chris, Charlie. They don't ever explain. They don't retcon and tell who anyone is.
Right.
Ever. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. This is, you know, like the fucking 13th episode of this show. I still fucking introduce you at the beginning of the show.
It just makes sense.
I'm like, hey, there's a guy here named Ian. He's the other voice. Right. I don't just say, you know, talk, and then when you interrupt, not explain who the fuck you are.
Yeah, that makes
what
no sense.
Fuck. So they're at Chris's parents in warm and beautiful Palm Springs. We've finally made it home. But it wasn't easy, I tell you. They all think they're fucking comedians.
It wasn't easy, I tell ya!
Our flight was at 6:45 p.m., and Chris's parents live close to the airport, so we planned to leave for the airport at 5. We ate an early dinner beforehand at 4 because we didn't want to be hungry on the plane. You know they don't feed you anymore on those flights, right? During dinner, Charlie hunkered down and did his regular pooping face like he usually does. Only this time, it didn't sound regular at all. What the fuck?
Wait, this was... So, what are our major plot details at this point?
They were on a vacation. They wanted to make sure that we knew they had planned what time they were going to eat in order to catch a flight. And then a kid took a shit.
And how many sentences did it take to explain all that?
A huge paragraph.
Oh.
So then they get, you know, and they go to the airport. No problem. We'll just hang out at the airport. At least we're in PS where it's warm, and they have a nice little playground for Camden, and they have free Wi-Fi for the rest of us. Plus, I had my camera, so what else did I need? Parentheses. Oh, Starbucks? Yeah, we had that too. End parentheses. I decided to take some, okay, maybe 50, pictures keeping composition and perspective, like we talked about yesterday in the Sitz Photo Challenge, in mind. These are all unedited except for the... Let me read this once... without parentheses and once with.
Okay,
without. Plus, I had my camera, so what else did I need? I decided to take some pictures, keeping composition and perspective in mind. Or it can be, plus I had my camera, so what else did I need? Oh, Starbucks. Yeah, we had that too. I decided to take some, okay, maybe 50 pictures, keeping composition and perspective, like we talked about yesterday, and Sid's photo challenge in mind. These are all unedited except for the palm trees, obviously. What the fuck? This is insane. Who is reading these and why? I want someone to fucking explain to me why you would want to read about someone who says, well, we had to catch a flight at 6:45. We need to be at the airport at 5. When someone is telling me, when I have to catch a flight, if someone said, you need to catch this flight at 6:45 so that they don't throw your mom in a fucking volcano,
okay,
I would say, all right. And then they'd say, so what time do you need to leave? And I'd say, 4.
Right.
They say, do you want to eat before? I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Oh, I can plan this myself. I'm an adult.
You know what I secretly do hope with the mommy blog? I think I actually want to hold on to this one for a second.
Oh, I crumpled it.
It's all right as I uncrumple this, because I'm thinking about this, and I thought, how could we make this good? Like, how could it be done? And I have an idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that basically, I think what might make them interesting is if we got a different voice for it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a different rhythm for it.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking what we could do is, Tom Waits was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this could be our generation's sort of Tom Waits song.
Okay.
And that it's going to be that piece of Americana. And so we'd have him read baby mama blogs, mommy blogs.
Okay.
And I think it would go something a little bit like this.
Hold on.
All right. We might want to turn the volume down.
I'm going to adjust you a little bit.
All right. So I guess I'm trying to find the good place to start. All right. No problem. We'll just hang out at the airport. At least we're in PS where it's warm. And they have a nice playground for Camden and free Wi-Fi for us. Plus, I had my camera, so what else do I need?
Very nicely done.
See, I think that if we just had every mommy blog read by Tom Waits,
yeah,
I would listen to that album. I would buy it on vinyl. I would play it everywhere I went because it would be spectacular.
That was much more tolerable. I'm less angry.
Yeah, I think there's a way that if you do it in a horrible, gravelly voice, it sounds right.
All right. So before I lose all my anger, I have one more story related to parenting and children.
This goes in the opposite direction. Mommy blogs are too concerned with kids.
Yeah.
This seems like parents were not there.
I'll let it play and then,
I see the headline.
We can stop to talk here.
All right. The headline's so pretty good, though.
You should be able to hear the audio in a second. Right. I don't hear shit.
No.
Oh, hang on. I got this.
Oh, no. So right now we're watching a news clip.
So the story that's not as simple as it might seem at first.
Police used pepper spray on an 8-year-old boy in Lakewood.
So just in case you missed that, police pepper sprayed an 8-year-old boy here in Colorado.
Yeah, that's the start.
But why?
It seemed like you could stop there. That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty. It wouldn't it be great if they were like, police pepper sprayed an 18-year-old boy or an 8-year-old boy in Lakewood, and good night.
That's it. Just more of that tomorrow.
They pepper sprayed an 8-year-old boy. Fuck yourself. I'm Adele Arakawa. Have a good night.
See you later.
When he threw a violent temper tantrum at school. Officers say that was their best option. 90s reporter.
You could club him, I guess. I don't know.
It seems like you could get another cop and just sort of grab him by both arms or his belt loops and just carry him out of the school.
Well, let's go a little further.
Will Ripley joins us from the Information Center. Will, this was no ordinary tantrum.
No, it wasn't. In fact, this Lakewood police report said...
By the way, this fucking asshole, Will Ripley, he's holding up a paper report on the news and he's like, no, this police report, looking at it.
And it looks pretty thick, though. It looks impressive, I gotta say. Like, it looks like it's got lots of text, and it looks like it has some things that have been crossed out or redacted.
Now, I've been pulled over, and so have you.
Yes.
How long does it take them to fill out the ticket, which is one notepad page.
Oh, God. That takes like 10 minutes at
minimum.
I would
say 30.
So half an hour. So like,
it takes fucking... So how long would it take them to fill? I mean, it must take a cop 8 hours to fill that out.
That's fair. It takes 10 minutes to decide not to fill out any paperwork.
And
so.
It's just some fucking piece of paper. We don't even know what it is. Okay.
All right. As the 8-year-old boy was threatening to kill his teacher, spitting at them, throwing chairs, even throwing a television. His teacher...
So he's Motley Crue rekindled in a little boy. So where did he get a TV?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, so he's throwing chairs. Like, I could see you have a chair.
Yeah.
I mean, the picture they're showing on the monitor looks like those desks with the chair, like the chair with a desk attached.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty impressive for an 8-year-old to, like, pick this up and throw it.
And it says the bottom student sprayed.
Right.
I watched a video on YouPorn called that once.
And it was
real
wonderful.
Different.
Yeah.
Just barricaded themselves in a room and called police. For the boy's privacy, we're using only his first name.
By the way, for his privacy, then they just show his entire face and mom.
Oh, man, this will be good.
This is my room. I'm a fan of Spider-Man's and, like, the other soup.
Now, looking at this kid, I want you to take yourself back to elementary school and you see this kid.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I think this is a kid who probably smells funny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little on the dirty side.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't look it here. Probably not the brightest student.
Yeah, yeah. He's got like a blonde, balding head, and he's got bags under his eyes.
Yeah, like I would say probably someone if you went to his house, like his house is going to be one of those falling apart type of places.
Yeah, I mean, his room's a fucking mess, which I know a little kid's room is a mess, except the news was coming to your house. Wouldn't your mom be like, clean your fucking room?
I also imagine he's one of those kids
that
had...
little piece of shit.
He's one of those kids who had a Bikini Girl poster way earlier than he was supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they may have taken it down for the news, but...
He's got a Maxim subscription.
You're like, what? Huh?
For heroes?
Look around his bedroom. You see a typical 8-year-old boy.
Hi.
He's torturing his dog.
There's another side of Aiden behind here. You'll find it in the pages of
the
this
dramatic
Lakewood
twist.
Police report.
They were so frightened of this.
Again, another video still image of the police report. Here's the fucking police chief who looks like a fat version of Frank Drebin.
Yeah, kind of does.
Child.
The report says Aiden threw a violent temper tantrum in his classroom in February, even ripping the wood trim off the walls.
I wanted to make something sharp for, like, if they came out because I was so mad at them.
Jesus Christ!
So he ripped the trim off the wall to make a stake because he was mad.
He was going to make a shiv. He was trying to figure out how to... Now, do you think he was actually, like, trying to rip out... He thought it was actual wood and he was going to carve
a
weapon?
No, I think he was ripping it using it. Well, I think they say he was going to stab someone with a piece of wood.
Okay.
Sirs told him to drop it. He wouldn't.
That's when Aiden, 4 feet tall and 82 pounds, was
pepper sprayed. It burned my eyes, so I couldn't see.
Lakewood police spokesman Steve Davis says
our officers.
That was pretty adorable when he said it that way. Dear pepper sprayed me. Oh, I couldn't see.
And then his mom's sitting there.
Oh,
we'll get some more of her here.
To defuse the situation in a hurry before someone got hurt.
Aiden's mom, Mandy, thinks her son was treated
like a common.
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Before she says how she thinks her son was treated, do you think she feels like he was treated fairly?
I'm going to say no. She's going to blame everybody else. It's okay. Everyone else's fault.
Got hurt.
Aiden's mom, Mandy, thinks her son was treated
like a common criminal.
Okay.
Maybe, Mandy, I could explain something to you.
All right.
Maybe your son was treated like a criminal because he was doing a crime. He was going to stab kids with a piece of wood and then cops with a piece of wood.
Yeah, I mean, it would be one thing if he were having a tantrum and sort of crying and pounding
sure,
his fist
laying on,
the
floor.
Yeah. Throwing the desk is the thing. Throwing the chair seems like one of those.
Throwing a TV.
Yeah, throwing the TV seems like a crazy thing. Is it? We all know from the Boondocks, if you've seen that show.
Yeah.
When you throw a chair, it's on. Like, it's someone throws a chair and then all hell breaks loose.
It gets better, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure what he was doing wasn't right, but he's 8 years old.
Sure? Mandy thinks police should have tried talking to her son. She admits he has a history of behavioral problems at school.
There's been 3 times where they've called the police on him.
Mandy says twice before, officers talked her son down. She wonders, why not this time?
All right. It looks like, and the best part is you pause it here, and he's sort of like wiping his eyes as if he's a little sweepy.
Yeah.
And it's explaining how the police have been called on an 8-year-old at school.
The third time.
3 times.
And she's like, they talked him down. How many fucking, at what point, how many times do you have to be called on a kid before you can just fucking shoot him? I say 5.
Well, I think that they're, well, they have to gradually escalate. They want
pepper
spray.
How many times were the cops called on you in school?
Never.
And that was in how many, like, all of school?
Yeah,
and
that's
this
like,
kid's like 10?
From school, like, basically from being 4 or 5 to being about, say, 25. So I'd say 2 decades yeah. of...
Somehow you made it without 1, let alone 3.
Yeah, so not, yeah.
And I think the officers made a great choice that day in choosing the pepper spray.
Aiden is seeing a doctor.
Yeah, because I got, like, anger things.
But he's not on medication. As for his anger issues...
It's just who I am. I think it's not ever going to go away.
I think... I like that the cop, the police officer, Fat Fake Drebin, starting off, says... Not only is like, well, we did what we had to do.
Yeah.
He's like, this was a great choice. This no. was a good, this was, great, it seems a little bit of an exaggeration.
I don't disagree. I just wish he would have been like, we should have tased him.
Right.
Fuck that.
Lakewood police took pictures of the damaged classroom, but they're not releasing them because Aiden is on what's called a mental health hold. Now, his school is on spring break, but in this police report, an administrator...
Third holding up of the goddamn paper police report.
Says the boy was becoming increasingly violent. He's now in a special school for kids with behavioral problems, Bozzy.
A.K.A. jail. Now, yeah. How do you think this lady is going to come back, Bozzy Kanani?
I'm going to guess that Bozzy Kanani is going to say, man, fuck that kid.
I hope she says, fuck that fat little fuck.
Yeah, sounds like this was a tough situation for everyone involved.
Oh, good one.
Thanks, Will. And we found out about the story from a news tip. If you have a story...
Nice, Bozzy. So her contribution is, that sounds shitty.
It sounds like a tough situation.
Yeah, fuck that kid. Fuck that idiot.
I don't know.
His mom, too. She's just like, I don't know why the cops just can't follow him and escort him all day like Hannibal. Like, fuck him.
Wouldn't that be great if he got to show up to school with the Hannibal Lecter gear?
Yeah.
Like they had to wheel him into the classroom.
I would do that if I was the principal. I'd be like, well, if he's in full restraints, he can come back.
He's on the dolly, like with the mask on, too.
I bet he's learning a lot in a special school, too.
Right. Where he could be like, hello, Mrs. Hedstead.
Well, I think I have anger things that will never get better until I kill and put blood in the sewer.
Right. All those women, those whores,
yeah.
They're mocking me.
That was my favorite news of the day.
Yeah, it's a good, nice, relevant story.
We don't usually cover too much news on this show, but
I felt like
it was local and also, you know, kids. So,
all right.
I do have a game.
A game,
even though there's only you.
Oh, man, I'm playing with myself.
So it's a hypothetical question game.
Uh-huh.
So first you'll have to pick. Do you want... a question called Front Page News or the Dream VCR?
You know, I'm going to go with the Dream VCR.
I'm glad you did. So here's how this is going to work.
Okay.
There's a hypothetical question on this card.
All right.
You are going to pick, I've got...
The Spider-Man hood.
The children's Spider-Man mask filled with Post-its with people's names.
It's what prevented you from getting police calls in elementary school.
Exactly, yeah. I just covered my face.
Yeah, you just put on a Spider-Man hood and everyone thought you were normal.
No one recognized my distinct dick, so I was fine.
Why is Spider-Man throwing TVs at us?
As long as they never get a picture of your face with your dick together, they can never match it up.
Mm, good to know. Helpful snowman tip of the day.
So here's how this is going to work.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you the hypothetical question.
All right.
Now, your job is not to answer it so much as it is to anticipate how listeners will answer.
Hmm, okay.
So let's say you answer yes.
All right.
Listeners who are hearing this show now can go to HelpfulSnowman.com or find me on Facebook, Facebook.com/HelpfulSnowman. Comment on this post and say whether or not you would say yes or no to the hypothetical.
So can they comment on the blog and on Facebook?
Yes, on my mommy blog.
On your mommy blog.
Right. Wherever. Tweet me. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Just tell me in a hallway.
Well, you should be sure to like Helpful Snowman on Facebook if you want to comment, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't even have to love, just like.
Right.
Keep that in mind, guys. You're not just saying, this is the best thing ever. You're just like, yeah, I like it.
It's like you could say, you know, I like pecans. You don't have to love them.
Well, who are you, fucking Leonard Maltin? No one gives a fuck what you like. Just like it. Just click the fucking button.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you're going to say, let's say you say yes.
Okay.
If the majority of listener respondents say yes, your person wins.
All right.
But if you guess wrong, my person wins.
All right.
So here we go.
So who do I have? I have Michelle.
All right, Michelle. I'm going to pull out a thing. I have KGB.
KGB.
So it's all ladies here. So here we go. I'll read you the question. This isn't my question. This is from Chuck Klosterman.
Okay.
Who you can hear on many other better podcasts, such as, what was that? Mark Maron.
Yeah, he was on WTF.
Or Bill Simmons.
Or that.
Here we go. Dream VCR. At long last, someone invents the Dream VCR. This machine allows you to tape an entire evening's worth of your own dreams, which you can then watch at your leisure. However, the inventor of the Dream VCR will only allow you to use this device if you agree to a strange caveat. When you watch your dreams, you must do so with your family and your closest friends in the same room. They get to watch your dreams along with you. And if you don't agree to this, you can't use the Dream VCR. Would you still do this?
Well, I have a story that relates to this that happened today.
Okay.
That last night I had a dream where I'd gone to Wendy's.
Uh-huh.
And as I came back from Wendy's, I realized I'd bought some stuff for my brother here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I bought him a little 99-cent junior cheeseburger thing.
Yeah.
And I got myself the nice Baconator.
Cheap fuck.
Yeah. I got myself the nice Baconator value menu.
Okay.
And as I get home, I reach into the bag and I toss my brother something in the bag. I think, oh, I tossed him the junior cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
And then he opens the wrapper and it turns out he says, wow, a Baconator.
Yeah.
He just starts eating and I think, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So I think if he saw that dream, I wonder if, would you feel bad or would you feel like,
no, you invented that.
I guess
fuck
so.
Fuck yourself, yeah.
You wouldn't feel like, oh man, my brother's so generous.
No, not at all, because then in real life today, you didn't bring me shit.
In real life, I was in the Wendy's drive-thru before I came over.
You showed up with a full fucking bag of Wendy's, didn't give me anything. What the fuck?
I was in the drive-thru at Wendy's, I was ordering my food, and I was driving away. I saw a double stack on the 99-cent value menu.
99 cents.
And I thought, I should have gotten something for Peter, and then I thought, wait, Dream Peter took my burger. Fuck that guy.
For future notice, for you and anyone else, in the sound of my voice, if you go to a fucking Wendy's and when you come back, you're going to see me, get me a goddamn double stack. I will pay you for it whether I eat it or not. Always, 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 always get me a goddamn double stack. Do you hear me?
Peter is pounding on the table here at the Helpful Snow Fort.
I just want to know if you understand me.
I understand.
Okay. All right.
I will comply.
So Dream VCR, I'll boil it down.
All right.
VCR records your dreams so you can watch them the next day. The caveat being you're only allowed to watch them if you do it with your family and your closest friends in the same room who get to watch it with you.
Uh-huh.
Would you still do this? Would you use the Dream VCR?
Not only would I use it, but I think most people would use it.
You're saying yes.
Yes.
So, why?
Well, I think that most people, like if you were one of those people who say dreams don't matter, you'd say, yeah, it's just a whole bunch of random images. So you'll just, your family will watch it and they'll be like, oh, a bunch of random images. Who cares?
Yeah.
If your dreams are your secret desires, then you can be like, listen, get out your pen and paper, Christmas list, birthday list. This is what I really want.
Yeah, but
get me that.
What I really want is to like bang someone from, you know, my last job or something.
Well,
That doesn't help anyone.
I think they know what that means. You have to get a hooker, dress her in a barbecue place apron and nothing else.
Fucking bastard.
That's right.
Okay, so you're saying yes. the majority of people will answer, yes, I would use the Dream VCR even if it was with a bunch of friends and family.
Right, and I'm also surprised you object to Hooker covered in barbecue sauce.
It wasn't that. It was just the, you know, working at the barbecue place.
Oh.
Okay, so then if it's yes, Michelle will win a fabulous prize.
Okay.
No KGB. So listeners, here's your job. HelpfulSnowman.com. You can also go to Facebook.com/HelpfulSnowman. You can even just tweet me, Twitter.com/HelpfulSnowman, and just say yes or no. I'll know what you're talking about.
All right.
Okay? Even you can start a hashtag, DreamVCR, yes, no.
I should start one?
I don't know how to do it, but someone should.
Oh, someone should do that and then send the results to you?
Yeah. Are you on Twitter?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe someone that's not you, because I wouldn't want you to sign up just to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, do you have anything else? Anywhere people visit you online if they want?
Nah, people should visit me in person. Bring me hookers covered in barbecue sauce, because Peter doesn't like them.
Bring me a goddamn double stack. I shit you not. From now on, if someone says, hey, I went to Wendy's and I heard your thing and I thought about getting you a double stack, but I thought you were fucking around, I am not fucking around.
He is not fucking around. He's giving me a death
stare. This is a horrible way to end a show.
So, yeah, you know what Peter would like? A double stack.
Please.
And double stacks for all, and to all a good night.
I don't think it's much to ask for. All right. Thanks for listening. Come and go just as you please. You're here if you've got no one else. Your voice is soft.